number two. We have our next coach lined up. And you know you're a big deal when a sponsor puts forth the effort to put their name on a segment where you know this head coach is going to be. And that leads us right into DFI Machine, the sponsor of tonight's interview with Amherst head coach Vinny Corelli. Coach, we appreciate you joining us. We mentioned that your spot here is brought to you by DFI Machine on Lake Avenue in Elyria. DFI Machine providing accuracy and specialized services. Coach, you've been coaching specialized services in high school wrestling for over 30 years. You were telling us about this before you came on. This is your 31st season?
Yeah. Spent a long time with some good guys. Coach Ed Haller, former Lakewood Ridgeville guy. I worked with him for 10 years and then finally got my own gig and been doing that for the last 21. But, yeah, it's been great. And, you know, it's I don't know what else there is to do in the wintertime.
Vinny reminded me that I was coaching when he was wrestling. So at 32, so if he was feeling old, then I was feeling a lot older at that point in time.
Yeah, I've been out of school over 30 years, Tom.
Thanks,
so
thanks, Vinny.
No problem.
Thanks.
No problem.
Let me lay on the floor. You kick me a little bit, okay?
Just let me do that on the way out so no one can catch me.
Yeah.
Well, let's rock and roll here, Coach.
I'm soaking in the.
Vinny and I went right into an old routine, so that's a, you know.
What Matt was that?
Yeah, not, Matt Nine. Your
Matt
kids
Nine.
Are on,
okay.
Vinny.
All right. He never would lead me to the right Matt when we were at his tournaments.
That's funny.
That was a conversation. I don't want to get in the middle of you guys are rolling. I don't want to stop you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, obviously we just had an SWC rival coach up here, Jeremy Johnson, and we were talking about, you know, he's got all these state placers and district placers coming back. Amherst lost a few guys last year. You got a little bit of a different scenario coming back with a lot of fresh faces, a lot of guys who maybe haven't accomplished, you know, as much yet in the high school level. Is it a different kind of, you know, scenario coaching this type of team, and what are some of the challenges that you're going to be facing this year?
Well, our guys who are coming back, we're experienced, but we don't, you know, we haven't had the, you know, the big experience, you know, let the Avon has and guys like that. But, you know, we're returning nine lettermen, starting guys. So we're hoping, you know, we can be in Avon this year and, you know, get those guys all to the districts. And we have one returning district qualifier in Clay Carpenter who qualified as a sophomore. Just missed out last year, and he'll be our senior leader. You know, he's probably going to wrestle 195 this year. And we're getting a couple kids back from injury that didn't participate last year, one being Noah Mendez. Had a great freshman year, sophomore year, blew out his knee playing football. And then so he'll be back with us as a junior, and Mackie Perdue, who we had for about a month of the season and was – 11-3 when he got hurt for the year. So, and then we have a few new additions. Lavelle, football player, he was with us last year for a little bit, got injured, and now he's back with us. He'll probably be up at 220 heavyweight somewhere in there. You know, so those names right there. Plus, we have, you know, guys who were, I mean, Brandon Branovich, he'll be a senior. Xavier Rivers, those guys were all real close to getting out of the sectional last year to the district. So. And then a few young guys, you know, that are back, a couple freshmen, Aiden Santiago and Zach Macheski. So I think we're in good shape. If we progress like we think we're going to, I think we'll compete.
Vinny, we were talking, by the way, my wife texted me, said you all to me. So thanks. I got my wife taking shots at me now.
That's not the only one she's taking, yeah. Tom. I'm sure you got beat up by her a lot.
Yeah. But Vinny, you know, we were talking off the air about Duffy and Billy, you know, assistant coaches. And when you've been doing it as long as you have, assistant coaches for those of us that have been this long are like a security blanket for us.
Yeah.
And you know, I know you didn't have Duffy last year. Talk to me a little bit about your assistant coaches and how tough that can be on, you know, filling a role and things, your expectations, because you and Duffy worked together for so long. Yeah, I mean, the left hand knew what the right hand was doing all the time.
Exactly. I mean, me and Duffy were together 19 of my 21 years as a head coach. He was actually my longest relationship. yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, things happen, get done that you want, the way you want them, the way they should be done without even having to think about it. You know, you just know it's going to get done, and you just can't replace that. I mean, you know, Bill's the same way. I mean, he's been around the Amherst program for 27 years, you know. He knows the city inside and out. He knows the school, the kids, and, you know, everyone's looking up to him, and he's a guy, and he knows his wrestling. I mean, most importantly, the guy's real knowledgeable about the wrestling, and he's a great teacher, and that's how Duffy was as well. But to have assistants like that, I mean, you just can't they're irreplaceable. It's like everything you want done, you know is going to get done, and you don't even have to think about it. You know, it's just one less, for lack of better terms, headache that you have to worry about. You know what I mean? You can't say enough about a good assistant, because they're hard to find, and if you can keep one around a long time, I mean, you're going to be a solid program, one, and because you're in good hands.
Benny, talk to me about the schedule a little bit. You know, the SWC is brutal. It's a good conference.
Oh.
Do you try and get to some different places and see some different people, so you're just not always banging heads with the Avons, the Avon Lakes and those people? Do you purposely try and get out to some places where you're going to see some? You know, you're going to see Elyria at the sectionals no matter what, because you're so close. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we kind of revamped the schedule a little bit this year. You know, speaking of the conference being so tough, like, I was never a big proponent of the dual match lately, just because it was always one-sided. But last year, being in the SWC again, and I think 8 of our 10 dual meets went down to the last 2-3 matches. Like, it was exciting to be a part of a dual meet again, you know. Yeah, we try to get away from these guys, get to tournaments, you know, not around here. Like, we're going out to Toledo for a tournament. We're heading out to Hudson for a tournament this year, just to see some different competition. And hopefully we're not going to see those other teams there. We'll be at Perry as well. So we're traveling a little bit to get some different competition, some different styles, things like that. And, again, we're going to see these guys, you know, 5 times anyway. You know, we get them in a duel, then we have the conference tournament, then we see them at the sectional. It's like, you know, it's just redundant, and we see these same teams over and over. So, you know, we need to do things like that to get some better competition. Not better competition, but different competition.
Vinny, who's the kid that we don't know about right now that you won't be surprised if he's stepping on a mat in Columbus in March?
For us, you know, it could be Noah Mendez. The kid was lightning as a freshman. He blew out his knee. If we could put that behind us mentally, which I think we're there, he's gonna open some eyes and scare some people. Probably 120, 26, somewhere in there. He's a solid one.
Coach, over your 30 years or whatever, you've seen lots of changes in the high school wrestling scenario. They're adding that girls' state tournament this year. They added the dual team tournament about 6-7 years ago. Hydration test. They've done a lot of different things to kind of pump up the sport, I guess. Is there changes that you any specific change that you really thought was such a great idea? Anything that you kind of didn't disagree? Is there anything that you maybe thought or still think that maybe needs to be done?
Well, I really like the, you know, the hydration stuff, because we always had these kids come in. Oh, I can't go to 120. I'm 140 pounds. You know, I can't. But he's got 20% body fat. You know, it's like,
why'd you look at me when you said 20%? A lesser man would take that personally.
No offense, Tom. It's those rosy cheeks. I can't keep my eyes off. Excuse me. I like the hydration thing, because, you know, most of these kids think they're real lean, and they're not as lean as they think they are, so they can get to those weights that we want them to get to most of the time, and the system says they can. It's not us making them do that like back in the day, you know. And I really like the other thing I like is the change of the state dual meet going from those Wednesdays to a one day on a Saturday, you know, because you could, I mean, if you were doing well in that state duel, you're tying up 3 or 4 Wednesdays in a row. And like a couple of years ago, Amherst was good, and we had to go out to like an hour and a half away.
Oregon Clay.
Yeah. You know, and for one dual meet, and it just, you know, it just wasn't making sense, you know. But now with a one day deal, I mean, I think every team in the state should be in that. It's just because you're not, it's just that one day of travel, and you're done.
Right.
You know, you go out and wrestle, and hopefully you do well and compete with these other teams and you know, move on. But It's I really like that. You know, we got out of it for a while because of the Wednesday thing, but now we're going back in just because, you know, and it's free points as well, free matches pretty much. I mean, as you know, we got to schedule our matches by points, and that doesn't count towards our points. So it's, you know, it's just free points and extra matches for us.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we appreciate you stopping by, and best of luck to you guys this season.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it, and thanks to the Brew Kettle. Chris Russo is a former two-time runner-up at Amherst, and we appreciate all he does for us. And
he's in Kentucky right now. I told him I wasn't going to say anything nice about him tonight because he's not here.
I got your back, Chris. I got your back.
Good stuff.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you doing it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Again, our interview with Coach Vinny Corelli brought to you by DM.